Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among the big questions out of Iowa, just 3 days before the presidential caucuses there, is how do the senators running for president stay visible in Iowa while being tied down in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump on Capitol Hill? It's a challenge faced by Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Michael Bennett, and Elizabeth Warren, all of whom are serving as Senate jurors. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is in Iowa and spent the last 24 hours following the Warren campaign without Warren.
It's a strange moment in Iowa. In any other presidential year, with just days to go before the caucuses, all the major candidates would be holding big rallies across the state to make their closing argument, a final push to win over undecided voters. But yesterday afternoon, the Warren campaign had to settle for a gathering of about 36 supporters in the back room of a Mexican restaurant in Marshalltown, about an hour outside of Des Moines.
There's no question that, of course, if she could be in Iowa throughout this time before the caucus, she would, but
she just can't. But her surrogates can. In this case, Julian Castro. The former Obama cabinet member and ex-presidential candidate has thrown his support behind Warren. He's one of several high-profile Warren surrogates, along with Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu, Warren's husband, Bruce Mann, and, of course, her golden retriever, Bailey.
The good news is that the Iowans that I meet, most of them have already met Senator Warren. They've had the opportunity to listen to her in person, because she has done a lot of work in the state, and I think that that's going to pay off on Monday.
Warren was the first major candidate to come to Iowa more than a year ago, and she has one of the biggest organizations in the state with about 150 paid staffers. She also has a core of loyal supporters, including Diane Lemker from Marshalltown, who says she believes in Warren's many plans, especially her promise to tackle government corruption.
Especially with this administration, all the things that were norms before that we thought a president couldn't do or a cabinet couldn't do, they're doing them, and there's nobody to stop them. So I feel like not only can she work to get the corruption out, but she can structure things so that it can't be done that way in the future, I hope anyway.
Lemker says she's not worried that Warren isn't here, but a number of recent polls suggest Warren's campaign has lost momentum. So not being here in Iowa does pose a challenge for her and an opportunity for her Democratic rivals.
I think you're going to make me the next president of the United States. And when you do, I'll do everything I can to make you proud. Thank you for being here. Please spread the word.
And we should remember that this year. Because I believe if we take the fight to Trump on Obamacare, we will beat him again.
While Warren and the other three senators are absent, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg are campaigning furiously across the state. Not long after Julian Castro left Marshalltown, Buttigieg arrived for a raucous rally, making the case that he can unite a dangerously divided country, impressing voters like April Long.
Seeing him face-to-face two times now, he's genuine. I think he can bridge the horrible divide that our country's been experiencing in these last few years.
For his part, Joe Biden is in the midst of a 20-city bus tour across Iowa, though it turns out he hopped on a plane for at least one of the legs. After a rally in Waukee, Glenda Kernan says she likes Warren, but she's supporting Biden because she believes he has the best shot at beating Donald Trump.
I love Elizabeth. I've seen her several times. But I still think Biden can duke it out. Because, I'm sorry, he's a man. And I'm ready for a woman. I think we are. But I'm not still sure that America is.
In recent days, Warren released a pair of ads across Iowa, one of which responds directly to that very concern by Glenda Kernan. It's called Why She Will Beat Him.
He grew up in a mansion in New York City. She grew up here in Oklahoma. He got millions from his dad's real estate empire. Her dad ended up a janitor. He scammed students at his for-profit school. She got debts forgiven for students who were scammed.
So while Warren may be absent from the state for now, she's very much on the air. And earlier this week, she held a telephone town hall with Iowa voters. Even so, in an interview with WBUR earlier this week, Warren acknowledged the challenge of being off the campaign trail during these important days before the caucuses. But she said there's important work to do in Washington.
There are just some things more important than politics. And this is only the third impeachment in the history of this country. I took an oath to be here.
With signs that the impeachment trial may be close to concluding, Warren, along with Sanders, Klobuchar, and Bennett, will try to make up as much time as they can. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Des Moines, Iowa.